Hello, are you doing good? I do hope so, because myself, I am super good and I'm so excited about this particular series. So, karibu sana. This is the Africa Climate Conversations weekly podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Our conversation starts next week, and we'll be looking into a rarely linked issue, but gravely impacting communities, not just in Africa, but the world over: mental health and climate change. Now, first, this conversation has been made possible by a grant from the International Women's Media Foundation, Howard G. Buffet Fund for the Women's Journalists. The International Women's Media Foundation is a US-based organization working internationally to elevate the status of women in the media. The question is, how is the rising global temperatures, flooding, increased landslides, rising sea levels, warming oceans and droughts impacting communities mentally? The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, has said that 2020 was one of the three warmest years on record. WMO has surveyed five datasets. All of them agree that 2011 to 2020 was the warmest decade on record in a persistent long-term climate change trend. Among the warmest 6 years on record, all of the top three have happened since 2015. That is the year 2016, 2019, and 2020, recorded as the top three warmest years on record. One of the things this series will explore is how much the Horn of Africa region has warmed, the impacts, and the future projections. We will also delve into understanding the relationship between this warming, impacts, and the mental illnesses. But to put things into perspective, think of communities in Beira, Mozambique. In 2019, the worst tropical cyclone Idai hit them. Not just them, but Zimbabwe and Malawi, leaving more than 1,300 people dead. Just before they recover, another cyclone Eloise in 2021 hits them, leaving at least 4 people dead as of now, but flooded Beira City. Think of someone who was in the process of getting themselves back on their feet after losing everything. Now, when you speak to the scientific community, they tell you that if the global warming trends continue the same, then these tropical cyclones will become more frequent. Why? How does these persistent natural disasters highly impacting communities economically, immediate and future plans affect their immediate and future plans and their livelihoods? And to what extent does it impact them mentally, both short-term and long-term? Back in Kenya, mental health specialist says that one out of every four Kenyans suffer a mental illness in their lifetime. But with flooding, droughts, and landslides becoming too frequent and in some areas interchanging after the other, rarely giving these communities time to recover, what do we do? What are the challenges Kenya is facing dealing with the increased mental illnesses? Are there solutions to deal with this challenge? What does the law say? How equipped is the medical fraternity equipped to deal with this rising challenge that the Kenyan community are struggling with? So, I'm inviting you to journey with me so that we explore this inadequately studied subject. Remember, this conversation has been made possible by a grant from the International Women's Media Foundation, Howard G. Buffet Fund for the Women Journalists. Remember to send your questions, suggestions, and contributions to info@africaclimateconversations.com. And also, please subscribe to the Africa Climate Conversations podcast on our website, www.africaclimateconversations.com, so you don't miss out on any single episode. You can also find us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and any other channel you access your podcasts from. We are on Twitter as Afric Climate Convo, Facebook and Instagram as Africa Climate Conversations. Until next week, kwaheri. My name is Sophie Mbogwa.